跟住就系屯门警区报告，屯门区议会文件2015年第29号及席上派发文件第一号，请各位省领29号嘅文件嘅内容，并参阅席上派发嘅屯门警区首要行动项目2015年嘅文件，请屯门区指挥官麦力高先生简报有关屯门区的罪案的情况，请唔该。
Chairman, District Officer and members, I believe all of you have received and read the report on the crime situation in Tuen Mun from February and March this year, and also for the first quarter from January to March. And I'd like to highlight a number of key points in the report. Looking at February to March, the crime figures in Tuen Mun District reflected a rise when compared with the same period last year. The total number of crime cases was 599, an increase of 79 cases. The detection rate from February to March was 41.7, showing a decrease of 2.9% when compared with the same period last year. For the same period, there were 98 cases of violent crime, showing an increase of 15 cases when compared with the 83 the same period last year. Well, the detection rate for violent crime was 54.1%, showing a little decrease of 1.3% when compared with the same period last year. So look at them more closely for those 2 months. The following crime showed an increasing trend. Shop theft was up by 30 cases. Violent crimes were up by 15. Technology crimes were up by 13. Miscellaneous thefts were up. Theft from vehicles were up by 11 cases, as were woundings and serious assaults. On the other hand, the following showed a decreasing trend. Pickpocketing cases were down by 12, burglary cases were down by 11, serious narcotics offences were down by 9, robbery was down by 4, and snatching was down by 3 cases. Domestic violence crimes were also down slightly by 3. Now looking at a wider picture, the overall crime situation for the first quarter of this year, January to March, this also showed an increase when compared with the same period last year. The total number of crimes was 891, showing an increase of 71 cases. The detection rate from January to March was 44.3%, showing a very slight decrease of 0.6%. when compared with the previous year. For the same period, there were 138 cases of violent crime in total, an increase of 10 cases when compared with the period the previous year. And the detection rate for violent crime was 57.2%, showing a decrease of 4.5% when compared with the previous year. Now looking at the crimes with an upward trend, again, shop theft was up by 57 cases, technology crimes were up by 24, theft from vehicle were up by 10, violent crimes were up by 10 cases, and missing motor vehicles were up by 9 cases. On the other hand, the following showed a decreasing trend. Burglary were down by 24 or 51.1%. Pickpocketing cases were down by 18 cases or 75%. Serious narcotics offences were down by 11. Domestic violence crimes were down by 10, and debt collection related crimes were also down by 8 cases. So the above is the crime report for the period from February to March, and also from January to March this year. Now while most key crime has been kept down, there remain areas of concern. Now members may recall that last year I frequently spoke of the increase in technology crime as a concern, and at the last meeting I mentioned shop theft had increased. And this year has seen that trend continue, and obviously we're working hard to reverse that. Now the district is continuing to engage the public to increase their awareness to prevent and deter technology crime. The New Territories North Regional Headquarters has formed up a working group from all districts in NT North and our regional crime investigators as well to share anti-crime information to monitor trends so that the public can be quickly informed of new types of crimes and to share best practices amongst the districts to fight technology crime. And this continues to affect all parts of Hong Kong. Regarding shop theft, the district is engaging security management and other parts of the retail sector to combat the increase. And Chairman, that concludes my report. Members are welcome to raise questions.
Okay. Oh.
主席，咁咧，其實我想問一個問題，指揮官咧，即係其實我今次睇咧，就屯門區嗰個罪案數字咧，都係有上升嘅。咁呢個咧係即係令我哋比較擔心嘅啦。咁其實咧，我一路都有留意咧，其實車內嗰個盜竊咧，都係持續係上升嘅。咁究竟喺呢一啲即係問題上面咧，其實即係警方係會唔會即係整體咁係去同嗰啲即係？ 車場啊嘅管理公司係去研究一下個進一步嘅即係防盜啊，或者係即係偵破車內盜竊啦嘅一啲即係裝置啦，係壓止呢方面嘅罪行呢。嗱，當然你話如果嗰部車係自己真係泊喺街嘅，咁就好難啦，係嘛？但好多時啲車主呢係好怨憤㗎，佢明明都好地地喎，俾埋錢喎，停咗喺個停車場裏面喎，咁啊結果咯，結果呢。 都係唔見喎，都係唔見咗嘢喎，甚至成架車唔見都有喎，即係嗰電單車啊咁剩下成架車唔見咗，咁佢就會即係覺得喺保安方面咧係好疏漏啊，咁喺呢一部分咧，如果我睇見係一個持續嘅事項咧，我希望警方都能夠係積極去跟進啦嚇。咁就第二部分咧就係近期咧我哋睇到相當一啲驚人嘅罪案啦，雖然就唔係發生喺屯門啦，但係咧我哋會見到話哇械劍案又即係發生翻啦。 绑架啦，绑架呢个富二代啦嘅事咧又发生翻，咁而且睇落咧呢啲都系可能系国内嘅罪犯啦，系嚟香港犯案嘅，咁所以你指挥官你头先提到咧都系即系同内地啦系加强嗰个情报嘅联系啊，咁我希望咧就话喺呢一部分咧系能够即系收集相关嘅情报啦吓。
咁啊，就雖然我知道咧，就而家呢一個即係綁架呢個案件咧，似乎都破案咧破得幾快。咁但係咧，我覺得即係如果啲公嚴重、咁嚴重嘅罪行咧，開始喺香港發生翻咧，我睇市民大眾咧都會覺得係好憂慮㗎，都係主席。
唔該曬，繼續有歐志。係唔該，主席。我想咧就即係睇睇翻咧，我見到咧個爬竊方面咧就係成功有效咁樣咧，就將嗰個 犯罪率咧大大咁降低嘅，咁但系咧喺店铺，即系尤其是我哋市中心嗰度咧，个店铺啊同埋啲疾控盜竊咧就多咗，咁同埋亦都見到個科技騙案咧，我相信都係因為日新月異啦，咁我希望咧即係警方方面咧就多點留意嘅。咁不過有一樣嘅咧，我就問一啲特別啲嘅問題，就係咧我咧有時候咧我會睇到報紙啊，有啲失蹤人口。 咁好得意嘅，佢個背景呢，就有啲係學生，大部分係女仔嚟嘅。佢個背景好似好普通嘅一啲家庭嘅普通家庭嘅小朋友，10多歲，咁就揾唔到㗎喇喎，即係人間蒸發嘅。咁佢又睇嚟又唔似，即係有時啲傳媒報道又唔似係啲學校啲壞嘅學生。咁但係呢，就話佢一離家出咗走，離家出門口去同人哋去。 去街啊咁樣，咁跟住就亦揾唔返㗎喇。咁呢就當然我知道有啲係失蹤人口，咁有另一個專案去處理嘅。咁但係呢，喺呢十幾年來，我有一直有環顧睇返呢啲資料呢，係覺得係有啲人真係好奇怪地莫名其妙地失咗蹤，又揾唔返，咁又破唔到案，咁啊不了了之嘅。咁我睇下呢，當然任何嘢都係防患於未然。
發生咗，咁啊，梗係好，梗係好困難啦。咁但係如果未發生，或者可能有一啲嘢，有啲咁嘅跡象，會有啲咁嘅情況出現嘅咧，咁警方方面會唔會有啲可以做到咧？咁我想請教下指揮官，唔該。
好啊，陳生，陳生，
多謝。我都有個問題想請問嘅，就正話都有同事提到啦，而家店鋪盜竊啊，同埋個車輛盜竊咧個數字係多咗。
主席，我們現在看到呢個勞工市場啊，個請保安員呢現在就真的個崗位空缺是越來越嚴重。咁尤其是我哋屯門區有一個叫做基層社區啦，一般而家嘅屋苑咧係基於個管理費個開支問題嘅，所以一般咧佢哋都係行兩間制嘅，啊即係兩間制嘅保安咁樣。咁兩間制嘅保安有個弊端咧，就係夜間嘅保安工作咧冇乜人肯做，所以而家好多時嗰啲屋苑咧夜間嘅保安員咧佢個崗位咧就嗰個缺勤嘅情況都幾嚴重。咁即係換句話嚟講咧，我哋就有個擔憂。如果長期呢個現象冇改變嘅話咧，就意味住咧就缺勤嚴重嗰啲嘅屋苑咧，就可能佢個保安工作入邊咧就會出現漏有漏洞啊。咁我就都想問問咧，警方會唔會喺呢個咁嘅環節嗰度咧，會有啲咩嘅專業嘅建議啊，俾翻有關嘅相關嗰啲屋苑嘅保安公司同埋佢哋嘅物業管理公司咧，係如何可以喺人少嘅情況之下咧，嚟補翻啊，即係補償翻咧而家現時嘅保安工作嘅需要嚇。咁多謝主席。
好啊，咁樣啊，冇啦，就謝君回應，唔該。
Okay, first of all, thank you very much for the questions and the opportunity to reply. I'll try and go through those in order, if you just give me one moment. Regarding theft from vehicles, perhaps I can elaborate a little bit. The increase looks quite dramatic, 200%. But when we compare the fact that there's a very low base rate last year, January to March last year had 5 cases of theft from vehicle. So this year there were 15 cases. Of those 15 cases, 5 were detected. And there's an observation about vehicles being at the roadside and car parks and so on. Of the 15 cases, 5 were items were stolen from the roadside, 2 were open space car parks, and 6 were inside car parks. 2 were at metered car parking spaces. Recently for theft from vehicle, we noted several cases occurred in a industrial estate just when our drivers had been dropping off and delivering goods. So in that respect, we made an arrest, which seems to have calmed things down. And we also advised all the management companies of that. So we hope that awareness will get to the delivery drivers. And there's a mention about missing vehicles as well. Again, the number of increase looks rather high, but when we look at the fact it's rather a low base rate again. So January to March this year there were 12 missing vehicles, and that was up by 9 cases because there were only three in 2014. All of those 12 missing vehicles, 2 were detected. And I think drawing the distinction of theft from vehicle and theft of vehicle, where the whole vehicle was taken, I appreciate the point that 9 of those were from the roadsides. So what we do at night time is patrol those areas and try to get the vehicles put into the, you know, off the roads, off the side of the roads, and into car parks where one would hope that the security is of a bit higher level. So you can rest assured that we're monitoring this, and we work with our colleagues in the region. We have specific roadblock and snap checks location. We work with traffic units and emergency units to coordinate and try to keep those figures down. Now, there's a question about pickpocketing cases. Yes, we appreciate the point there that it's going down. No room for complacency, of course. Shop theft. For the shop theft cases, this is something which, from a policing point of view, most of these the premises are all privately run, obviously, and the majority of the problem locations are inside shopping centres, where there already is security working there. We've done an analysis of the age groups and the locations of the premises that are more badly hit. And for your awareness, at the moment, of the 57 cases of increase, we saw an increase of 27 at dispensary shops, 21 at supermarkets, and 9 at sports and fashion shops. So as a region, in this quarter, we've already held two seminars for security guards and security management. In the district, we've had a seminar for two of the management of the main shopping malls. And at the end, towards the end of this month, we'll have another one inside the police station where we'll invite the security managers in and we'll try and give them advice about how they can improve the security. Many of them already use CCTV. Many of them already have security guards, but there is our discussion with them shows there's a balance to be achieved. On the one hand, the security management would like to crack down and have more staff and have a greater security of the items that are being stolen. But the retail side of their house says that they want to show these off and put them in locations which are attractive to passers-by. And so that's something that they have to work and resolve, and we're advising them on that. Nonetheless, it is a cause for concern because it now reflects of the 71 cases increased over the quarter. That if an increase of 59 is shop theft, it's significant for us. That having been said, because of other priorities, I don't intend to put police officers outside shopping malls and shopping centres. I do send officers in plain clothes where there's an indication of syndicated shop theft, and we'll continue to do that. So I appreciate the observation, and rest assured that we're trying to get the security management to do a bit more on this one. Yep, technology crime first. Hold on, technology crime. Now, going on to the technology crime, it might be helpful if I can give a little bit of a breakdown of the cases recorded. There were 77 cases from January to March, and that was an increase of some 24 cases when compared with the 53 the same period last year. Now, the majority of those were online shopping frauds, 39 cases, followed by naked chat cases, 18. Now, on that, as a district and as a region, as an organisation, we've taken the approach that we should be preventing as much as detecting. The reason for that is as follows. For the shopping theft cases, for the online shopping fraud, where someone has paid money into a bank account, we will have something to follow up. There's no question, and we will always do that. Well, in some of the online shop, some of the other nature of the cases, people have handed over. People are deceived by handing over what they call Alipay cards and so on. So they're handing this perhaps to a WeChat account. And that's certainly more complicated for us to follow up. But we are where we practically can. For the naked chat video, again, the awareness is increased. And my observation for the 18 cases this year, of the 18 cases, only two of them resulted in people losing money. Which is, I'd like to say that that's some degree of progress. The cases do continue to increase, but the awareness people have is that they understand they're being ripped off. And very unfortunately, as people are interviewed that have been victims, they tell us that almost all of them are fully aware that this is a scam, and yet they still unfortunately fall victim. They're not falling victim so much and actually losing money now, which is a good thing. So I think that we will continue to see a slight increase in those cases until people manage to perhaps alert and control themselves a bit better. But what we have done again is huge awareness campaign. We're out at a very basic level leafleting all the time for technology crime. We reach out to the schools. We have anti-technology seminars, bus parades. We have developed anti-technology crime videos with the help of Lingnan University, which we much appreciate. We show those on Police YouTube. We reach out to the schools. We have seminars regularly with them. So that's very much increasing the awareness there. And you mentioned missing persons. Missing persons is obviously something which we are always concerned about, particularly young persons going missing. And every time a report is made, it's looked on very, very seriously indeed. As you know, if it's a particularly young child that goes missing, after a very short period of the missing, then we'll hand that to a crime unit to look at. And divisional commanders looking at other cases that come in, again, if they have any suspicion regarding what may have happened to the individuals, then that will be passed to a crime unit as well. Our regional headquarters has a regional missing persons unit. I think that emphasises the importance that we place on that. And again, if there's any trends and so on, it's something that we'll be on top of. But what I would suggest to perhaps if people can pass out, if they have concerns about their kids, I would urge parents to tell us as early as possible when they've gone missing. We don't mind if people say that they're supposed to have come home from school, they're only a few hours late. Let us know, and we'll do what we can to find them as early as we can. Yeah. And then I think there's a question at the end there about the selection of the security guards. That's something that, as you know, security guards have to pass a licensing aspect. Although I think it's common sense indicates that there is a wide variety, of course, of ability and enthusiasm within that. What we do at the moment as a district is we're aware that one of our priorities is debt collection related crime. So what we try to do on this is when we there's two elements. There's one of general awareness of security guards. Each week the divisional commander will select a number of housing estates, and on each shift, whether it's, you know, A shift, B shift, on night shift, C shift, we'll send officers in plain clothes to try and walk through into the premises. And this is primarily, we'll do this at public housing estates. And where the security guard is alert and stops them, we'll record that and we'll say, we'll express our appreciation that they're doing their job. Where they don't, then we'll send a warning letter to them and we'll copy that to the building management and to our licensing office. Regarding debt collection specifically, when a report's made to the station, I will direct the divisional commander to conduct a security check at that location. The idea being that we hope to prevent debt collectors from entering the building. So at a local level, that's how we deal with it. And I hope that can answer your question.
Okay. 好，唔该晒，就多谢你嘅回应。咁冇新闻，冇就下一个议程。